It was a dream come true. Six young people who live here in Gaza got together and built this fun center near the beach. But what makes this place unique is the material used to build it, recycled waste. Hala, Hana, and their friends are all artists. They say not only did they want to keep their beach and shoreline clean, they also wanted to create a place where people can have fun while learning about the importance of recycling and protecting the environment.
Our initiative is based mainly on the methodology of joint leadership and community organization through which we employ the arts as a tool to educate people on maintaining the cleanliness of the seaside. And because we don't have any funding at first, we turned to use solid waste found in warehouses of companies and municipalities that represented a burden on them. This place was built by around 300 tons of recycled waste.
Because they had no funding for their project, they began by collecting solid waste, such as wooden planks, broken power poles, huge garbage cans, rocks, and lots of tires. They recycled them all to build this entire place. It's a project they call The Sea Is Ours. You can sit here and enjoy your time free of charge, as long as you clean around the shore. Ala, Hana, and their friends invite people to bring whatever is broken or not needed in their homes.
What distinguishes this place is that it brings together all groups of the society, ages, and different artists. And because it is free of charge, you can enjoy every part of the place in exchange for volunteering in any field you want, or even in exchange for old or broken tools and objects that have no value for you anymore. At the start, the idea was difficult for people to accept, not to throw garbage or even clean the shore. But now we have imposed this fact and it has become an example for many people.
It wasn't easy to find a place where they can build this leisure center. But when Gaza's municipality heard about their plans, it granted them this piece of land near the beach. It was originally a dump site for garbage and other waste.
We found the details of the Sea Is Ours initiative intersect with many of the municipality's goals, whether from community participation, community interventions in preserving the environment, reusing environmental materials. We found they played an exceptional role in creating a role model for young people, volunteers, and community activists to make sustainable interventions in community and environment service.
Since this project was founded, it has become an example for others to do the same. But these young people say it's only the beginning of a bigger dream, and they hope to show the world how beautiful Gaza can be. Yumni Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.